Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel, and please check out my products and self-empowering sessions and support that is available to you at Zakiran.com and selfempowermentcenter.net. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, go to freekeysofsuccess.info or send me an email at freekeys@zakiran.com. To avoid pain or pursue pleasure? That is the question. Bum, 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 bum. Most people struggle in life because they live their lives motivated by avoiding pain rather than being inspired by their desires to create joy and pleasure in their lives. They believe in the faulty premise that if I can get rid of what I don't like and don't want, then I'll get what I do like and do want. But whatever you fight against, try to get rid of, or try to avoid, will always follow you, because this is a universe of inclusion, and whatever you focus upon, positive or negative, you get more of. But those people who live charmed, joyful, free, and abundant lives do not live their lives motivated to avoid pain. Instead, they live their lives inspired by their dreams and desires to achieve ever-expanding levels of joy and pleasure. Action. Most people who live their lives under the faulty premise of avoiding pain also live under the faulty premise that if they take enough action, their pains and problems will somehow miraculously go away. But you cannot change external reality if you still have the same negative internal reality that created your dramas in the first place. In other words, you cannot offer enough action to compensate for a negative mindset and negative vibration. Or as Reverend Michael Beckwith has stated, pain pushes until vision pulls. In other words, pain motivates you to take action to try to get rid of your pain or dislikes. But action taken to try to get rid of or avoid something only brings more of it to you. And so your suffering and dislikes follow you wherever you go. So it is self-empowering to live a life inspired by a vision to create more joy in your life, rather than the futile task of trying to avoid your pain and what you don't want and don't like. It is quantumly more self-empowering to allow your dreams and desires to inspire you to take efficient and fun action to manifest these dreams and desires into physical reality to create and manifest joyful things, people, and experiences in your life. You cannot get rid of pain and things you don't like and don't want. You can only create new and wonderful things that you do like and do want. You cannot avoid pain. You can only create, or better said, allow pleasure, because there is no source of pain. There is only a source of well-being. And all you have to do is let go and surrender your pain and focus on what you want, which is always joy and well-being. And that joy and well-being will come to you in infinite amounts. That is simply how the law of attraction works. As Abraham through Esther Hicks has stated, motivation is the antithesis of inspiration. Motivation stems from the desire to avoid what you don't like and don't want, whereas inspiration stems from the desire to create and have what you do want. Motivation is fear-based action stemming from a place of powerlessness and victimhood, based in a false belief that this is somehow a universe of assertion, which it is not. This is a universe of inclusion, and wherever you include your vibration, whatever you include in your vibration, the universe gives you more of that. Inspiration is exciting, positive, creative ideas and action based on the self-empowering knowledge that we attract everything to us based on our focus. And inspiration is thinking in positive directions about what I want and feeling the feelings of having that desire in my reality, which creates what I want into my physical reality. Motivation is fear and lack oriented, whereas inspiration is joy and prosperity based. A disempowered, controlling leader uses the fear of punishment and the fear of loss to motivate people to do what they really don't want to do. Whereas an empowered, masterful leader inspires people to step into their power, have confidence, and achieve greatness. Motivation comes from past, lack-oriented, fear-based, judgmental, limited, etc. thoughts and beliefs. Whereas inspiration comes from new, prosperity-oriented, open, unlimited thoughts that you attract to yourself through daily inspiring practices such as meditation, positive affirmations, listening to and reading inspiring success and law of attraction training and books, writing down lists of things you appreciate, etc. You have the power within you to be, do, and have whatever you want in your life based on whatever and wherever you place your focus. Whatever you can conceive and bring yourself to believe, you can and will achieve. But you've got to learn how to focus on what you want. You've got to learn how to focus on things that you want rather than focusing on what you don't want. It's your choice. You can continue struggling and playing the victim game, or you can start creating an amazing, joyful, love-filled, and prosperous life. But you can't do both. So, will you live your life trying to avoid pain, or will you live your life creating joy? That is the question. Thank you for watching this video, and if you got something from it, please like it and share it with your friends. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please check out my self-empowering articles, products, support available to you at zakhyron.com, selfempowermentcenter.net. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, send me an email at freekeys@zakhyron.com. That's freekeys@zakhyron.com. Thank you for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation.